When not on the road, Chris's studio work continued unabated. His next single, Packin' Up, didn't hit the national charts. The song he recorded after that didn't hit the national charts either, but it became a great local hit that still cuts a groove today. The song was Something You Got. Alan Toussaint.
I really liked Something You Got. I left it at the tempo that he did it, which was wonderful. When he did Something You Got, it just was one of the funkiest things that we did to date at that time. And the way he climbed the ladder in the tune. Because melodically, it sort of moves like stair steps from the first line to the second line, then it goes up and gets up, gets there, and then come on back down. It's just shaped perfectly. And it's so much of him.
Willie West.
The way he phrased his stuff, it was always impressive to me. He had that funk, that inner funk thing, you know, that really, really touched you. When you get up, you hear Chris singing Something You Got, and the way he did it, it was so, like, scuzzy, you know what they call it, and he would get down on it, you know. And it was a real thing, real, real music, far as I'm concerned, his stuff.
Chris continued doing studio sessions for Instant after Something You Got. Several months went by before Chris waxed the song he would become most known for. Guitarist Deacon John was there the day that Chris Kenner arrived at Alan Toussaint's house with Land of a Thousand Dances.
Get out on your knees to the sweet peas. Roll over on your back.
I was in Alan Toussaint's house the day when Chris Kenner walks in with the lyrics to Land of a Thousand Dances on a sunrise French bread wrapper. He had it all crumpled up in his pocket. And he rang the doorbell. It was him and his sidekick. Chris always kept like a bodyguard or a chauffeur, some cat hang with him. It's like Amos had Andy, you know? Anyway, they walk in and Chris just unraveled this French bread wrapper. And Alan got on the piano. Chris said he got some new songs, you know, you want Alan to hear, you know. Alan was just floored, and he heard Chris Kenner's material, man. I mean, he would just like fall out on the floor, man. He just couldn't believe all that was coming out this guy's mouth, man. And Chris had all the melody. He just started singing it. And he's telling Alan he had the introduction.
Now, we had an intro on that we didn't use on one of the recordings. Maybe they use it later.
Alan Toussaint.
But there was a slow intro on it about children, go where you send me. And the voices said, where did you send me? I want to send you to that land, the land of a thousand dance. Dun, 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 dun. Went like that.
Children, go, I'll send you. To that land, the land of a thousand dance. Got to know how to pony. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, but they were thinking about leaving it off of the recording. I think they may have left it off of the original. But he had that whole picture in his mind, every word in there. There were no changes. We could have move it from one chord just to make it more interesting. I almost felt sacrilegious about fixing what didn't need to be fixed.
They re-released it later years with the whole production, but he had the introduction was from an old Negro spiritual, and he had changed some of the words.
Roll over on your back.
Chris Chris started singing, he had all the words written out. He said, got to know how to pony, like Boney Maroney. Boy, the words he had said, got to know how to twist. It goes like this. Then he said, mashed potato, do the alligator. Twist, twist like your sister. Then he said, and he gets your yo-yo. Boy, he had all the new dances, you know. He must have listened to the radio and found out what all the latest dances was, and he had combined them methodically into a separate dance of its own, you know, the land of a thousand dances. And he just kept coming up with him in the slop, the chicken and the bop, the pony. It was just fantastic, but I had never heard nothing like that in my life.
But I knew Chris's stuff had that well-finished atmosphere to it. There was no sharpness of spirit or anything that should have been done that wasn't done, especially on his part. When I think back on some of the things we recorded at the time, we were having fun.
I wanna tell you about a story. Robert Parker remembers what made Chris Kenner such a good songwriter.
I would say his writing was unique. It had a lot of spiritual in it. He was trying to use that into the R&B thing, which he did. And I could hear that spiritual inner, that preaching type of thing, the way he sung. You know, and he had that feel, too, you know, that religious feel. All his songs had that.
Award-winning vocalist Irma Thomas knew Chris when they both played in clubs in New Orleans.
You knew what he was talking about. He painted a very good picture of the stories that he was telling in his songs. He had his trademark when it came to his songs. You knew it was a Chris Kenner song when you heard it. The only thing I can attribute that to is the fact that Chris was a very streetwise person, and he was a child of the, I guess, say late 30s, 40s, and 50s, and he was just telling it the stories that he learned about as he grew up.
His themes were typical in that he had a very good lyrical sense.
Historian Tad Jones has interviewed and written about Chris Kenner.
His ideas were very commercial. Other producers may have fleshed them out. I like it like that. Name of the places, I like it like that. You take Sally, I take Sue. We're gonna, I mean, how elementary can you get? I'm sick and tired. I get up in the morning, get you something to eat before I go to work. I even brush your teeth. I mean, he knew the commercial market and what was going to catch somebody's the lyrical ear.
The people next door don't like no noise. We teenagers too big for toys. Mama don't want no rock and roll, but we don't care, we're gonna do the stroll and don't make no noise.
Deacon John.
You can tell by the lyrics of his songs, you know, they all tell a story. And Chris probably lived a lot of those experiences. And another thing about Chris is that he hung out with a lot of young people, teenagers and all, and that's where he was hip to the current vernacular of all the teenage, those lyrics he has in his song. But it's just the way he combined them, it's just fantastic.
Tad Jones.
The word I always had was Chris used to, and he had a song idea, he had a tape recorder, or reel-to-reel, and he would sing into the tape recorder. But I think that's how Chris operated.